listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-mm.
Hey, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information, and broadcasting to you from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I have a special co-host today.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Grant.
Grant. And how do you come to be on campus today?
How do I? By a bus.
By a bus. Excellent.
Lame answer. But yeah, I'm a journalism student.
Cool.
As some of you listening may or may not know, Duncan has a job at the School of Journalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we became such great friends.
That's true. That's true.
And so we were at the school together today. He's like, hey, do you want to come co-host my show? And I thought, I have tons of credentials to do that. So here I am.
Awesome. And you do have some credentials. There was a little sarcasm in your voice there, but you have been on the radio before.
I have been on the radio before.
So which station was that?
CFUV, University of Guelph Radio. I think maybe it's not CFUV.
CFUV is in UVic.
But
at UVic.
That's where I remember that from. University of Guelph Radio co-hosted an end of the year.
CFUO? No, that doesn't make sense. I don't know.
This is feeling worse and
Nambla?
Worse as time
is
goes
that
on.
What it is? No, that's something else. But cool, Guelph has a great yep. station. So, and what did you do? You kind of helped out with the show there?
Yeah,
you
filled
had your
in.
Own show?
And
filled
the in. Sort of co-host thing, end of the year show, bring in your best of. So I brought in, it was the year that Panda Bear's album came out, and I wanted awesome. To play Bros, and like, you can't play a 9-minute song on the air. And I'm like, radio strictures! Yeah. Damn you. Anyways.
Down with the CRTC. No, we're not allowed to say those words on the air, unfortunately.
But you just...
I was quoting someone else who said it. That's all.
Sure, I saw the air quotes.
At the top there, we heard a song by Gary Wilson. Gary Wilson is on Stone Throw Records. He now lives in San Diego, but he was born in Endicott, New York, and that's a song called Electric Endicott. And thanks so much to my friend Shobin for sending that on to me. That hasn't been released yet. She has befriended him on Facebook.
Oops.
No, it's fine. And he sent that to her because Shobin was a co-host last week, and he was like, maybe you'd like this new MP3 from your radio show. I'm like, yes. So, awesome. Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it. And I know Shobin and Jessica, who were kind enough to help me out last week, do as well. So what are some of the things that you brought in some music? I have a bit of music as well. What do you want to play today? What are people going to hear?
Being in journalism program, I've been out of the music loop a little bit.
It happens.
But I do know that the new LCD sound system's been all over the internet.
It's awesome. And coming to town May 31st.
It should be all right. I've heard good things about his shows. Never seen them before, but I'm looking forward to it. I've got some old stuff, a little bit older stuff, some I don't know if you guys like listeners out there. You guys. You guys
rhetorical
like
question.
Instrumental.
You guys, do you like
yeah, some instrumental rock and roll from the 60s?
Okay.
The Ventures?
Yeah, my dad's a huge Ventures fan. I am too.
I get along well with dads.
Yeah.
some more recent stuff, Morning Benders, Sleigh Bells.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Sleigh Bells in town soon, opening for Yesair next week. Yeah.
We can.
Okay, well, let's...
We'll go with that one first, if
okay.
you want.
Okay. Crown on the Ground, or what have you got?
Ring, Ring.
Ring, Ring. All right, which track is that?
Track number 14.
Oh, track 14. Perfect. Okay, here we go. This is Sleigh Bells. They're going to be in town next week, opening for Yesair, and this is the song Ring, Ring.
Pick up. have a heart, 16666 like the Pentagon. We are the river flow, and you can never know. You're just a weatherman, we make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it then, you hit it with them. Tick, tick, set, let's sing around the room then. I'm an old friend, pick up the phone then. Ring, ring, call them up, tell them about the patrons. So this is it then, you hit it with them. Tick, tick, set, let's sing around the room then. I'm an old friend, pick up the phone then. Ring, ring, call them up, tell them about the patrons.
By Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
Nobody knows where you are. You're so all around the bend. Nobody knows where you are living. Nobody knows where you are. You've been humming in a haze forever. Pray for pavement to get back together. Nobody knows where you are living. Nobody knows where you are. You're so far around the bend. So far around the bend.
That was, Grant, who was that?
That was The National playing So Far Around the Bend off of the Dark Was the Night compilation released
nice.
Last year. And I played that for my friend Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Who lives in Philadelphia now. She's a PhD student at University of Pennsylvania.
Cool.
She's super smart, super funny,
awesome.
And turned her Twitter account into a tiny music blog.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And she reviews albums or...
Just no? Describes them.
Describes.
Very influenced by Set the Gramophone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, great Montreal music blog, right?
Yeah. I actually talked to one of the co-founders of that site yesterday in an impromptu job internship interview. It was weird.
Huh. Cool. Where does he work? He has a media job as well?
Yeah, he works at the Mark News
okay.
in Toronto.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and I was not anticipating a job interview, so I think I didn't do all that. Well, anyways, we'll see.
All right. Well, good. The National.
The National.
And before that, what did we hear? The Ventures?
Yeah, The Ventures. Walk, Don't Run.
Walk, Don't Run.
1962.
I don't know.
Yeah,
sounds about
surf
right.
Music progenitors.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then at the top there, we heard Sleigh Bells with their song Ring Ring. Have you heard of Jeremy J? He's from L.A. and Paris, and where he lives in a bunch of places. He is releasing a new album on K. It's coming out on in May, and it's called Splash. And the title track has come out. So
let's hope it makes that.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible segue.
No, you do what you can.
Right.
Yeah, limited material.
It's the news. Wait, no, it's not.
Cool. Okay, well, let's give a listen to the new title track from Jeremy J's new album. This is the song Splash. And then after that, we're going to hear Sweden's Love Is All.
Side one is so nasty from left to right. chest, old soldier. Jack was pouncing on a battlefield. The buildings are so tall. He stepped away from Earth to take a look at yourself, and you know you're being real. Driving down Sixth at night, full of thoughts of the streetlights, like the trees, emerald green.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
What did we just listen to?
Okay. All right. That was The Morning Bender from their album. Oh, dang. I forgot to look that up. Self-titled. No, Big Echo. That's the name of that album. The song was Excuses. Before that, we heard Love Is All from Sweden from their album 2010 Injuries. The song Kungen. Kungen, does that sound right?
That sounds right enough.
Kungen, yeah. Ooh. And then Jeremy J with his new track, Splash. That album will be out soon. And I thought he was going to be playing in town, but I haven't seen anything. I thought he said that he was going to play at the media club. But I don't see any announcements about that. So we'll see. Hopefully, he is doing a North American tour May and June. So hopefully he makes it back to this fair city.
That'd be great. Great for
He's
lovely
fun.
Music fans of Vancouver.
Yeah. Speaking of lovely music fans in Vancouver, some show listings. Tonight.
Well done.
Tonight, Bare Naked Ladies are at UBC. Get on it. Without Stephen Page now, even better.
Really? Even better?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, worse.
Also tonight, Tight Solid is playing with Tranna Horse at Honey. Tomorrow night, Horse Feathers are playing with Megafaun at the Media Club. Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire, Bench John Optimist, So You Think You Can Sleep, and Eek are at Little Mountain. Nicely done there.
That's a good name.
You Say Party, We Say Die are playing with Makeup Videotape and Petroleum Byproduct at the Rickshaw. Also, Blank Dogs and The Cosmetics are going to be playing. That's a guy's house, but if you look online, you can figure out where that is. This guy, Reg.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Not really. No? I mean, I think he just opens the doors.
Does he have a big house?
He has an apartment. I haven't been there, but Kasha, who's one of the exec members here. It's
real question,
boyfriend.
Though. Where can people get advance tickets?
They were selling them.
Really?
I don't know. I remember hearing, like, get your advance tickets because this show's going to sell it. I don't know.
Get them from Reg's mailbox.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave a donation.
Yeah, exactly. Wrap your... put money around a rock with an elastic band and then throw it into the, or a tennis ball so it doesn't smash the window. Oh, boy. Okay, Saturday is record store day. Lots of cool things happening at the independent record stores in town. I know the Evaporators are playing at Neptune. Red Cat, Zulu, and Scratch are all doing cool things. So make sure to make it to one of your very fine local independent record stores. That night, Awesome Color is playing at the Media Club. Moondoggies and the Shilohs are at the Biltmore. That's the early show. The late show is Glory Days. And Makeup Videotape, Cat Attack, Coben, and Telephone Girls are playing at 223 Main Street. On the 21st, Yesayer is playing with Sleigh Bells at the Commodore. Mm-hmm. I think that's sold out, but there probably be some tickets at the door. The Pack AD are having their album release party with Sex with Strangers. And the Angry Dragon, that's at the Biltmore on the 23rd. On the 24th, this house called Grave Level, which is right near the cemetery that sometimes hosts shows, is going to be having an all-day music festival kind of close at the house because the house is being demolished.
Oh, no.
So
oh.
If you're a fan of, I believe Collapsing Opposites are playing, Kidnap Kids.
Check that out.
All sorts of great local bands. Yeah, please
support that.
Yeah, go to that and celebrate this house that will soon be no more. On the 28th, Shearwater's playing with Hospital Ships. The Liars are playing on the 30th. That's an early show. That same night, Japandroids are playing with No Gold and Babe Rainbow at the Lifetime Collective. And Chris Terrific, Half Chinese, and the Furies are playing at Art Starts Gallery. All right, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was my overlong concert listings.
Just loaded in Vancouver.
Let's get back to the music, shall we?
Let's get to it.
All right, Grant, what are we going to hear next?
We're going to listen to, for the first time ever on Dunkin' Donuts, we're going to listen to a track by somebody that most of the listenership of this show probably has a predisposition towards, Little Richard.
Geico Salesman.
Geico Salesman.
Spokesperson.
Spokesperson, Little Richard. A track from a compilation that I've been listening to lately from VJ Records. The track's called I Don't Know What You've Got, But It's Got Me.
Hmm. Intriguing.
Intriguing.
All right, let's give that a listen. This is Little Richard on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Friend, look at me and say, Richard, you don't know what's going on. I got some tire. And look what my friend tell me. This is what he say to me. Now you cheat, 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 cheat on me. Cry some time because I know it's got me. Listen, I gave you all the money I had in the bank. Not one time did you say thanks. But baby, I don't know what you got. When I say, I don't know what you got.
For an aeroplane, ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare, got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Thank you.
All right. That was Howlin' Wolf with his song Smokestack Lightning.
What a great voice.
You kind of, yeah, I know. When you hear a voice like that, it's hard not to just start trying to speak more smoother, more radio guy.
I just try to grow. Apparently, he was a huge man. Yeah. If I get that big, when I grow up, I can eventually sound like Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah. You'll have that big guy grumble in your voice. Yeah. Do you know Patton Oswalt at all? Comedian? Yeah, he talks about the fat guy, like, gurgle.
He's developed it? Or
buttered beans. Yeah, no, he's a funny guy.
That's a good, I don't have that. I probably sound exactly like I look.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. It's about that.
Weedy?
Is that what you describe? Yeah, I'll let you. I would go with that.
You're just going to let me describe myself. I see.
I'm not going to describe you.
Perfect. That's great.
I don't do that. Right. Okay, so before that, we heard the Box Tops.
Track the Letter.
Tribute to...
Alex Chilton,
who died a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was unfortunate passing, and that was my little way of saying thanks, Alex.
There was a great a Tennessee state congressman did kind of a eulogy kind of thing in the Tennessee legislature. That was very moving. I really liked that.
It's odd that you see politicians doing something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very odd, but it was very. It didn't seem like it seemed very sincere. It wasn't put on or anything like that. So it was
nice. A little bit.
I did. I was in my office. I was like, "Oh man, I'm crying in my office again." Mm. Yeah.
Thursday.
And at the top there, we heard Little Richard with a song. I don't know what you've got, but
it's got me.
But it's got me. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, We Are Wolves, tomorrow, Keller Williams. On Saturday, the early show is Moondoggies and the Shilohs, and the late show is Glory Days featuring Heavy Chains. On Tuesday, the Wedding Present are in town, and on Wednesday, the Deer Tick are playing the Biltmore. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th, and check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. All right. Baseball.
Baseball. It's baseball season.
It is. I've got two softball teams going this year.
Two.
And then I've been watching baseball like crazy. You're a Jays fan?
I was born in Scarborough, Ontario.
Right. So that's the heartland of Jays country.
Yeah. When I was 10 and 11, that's when the Jays won the World Series.
Right.
Sorry, 11 and 12.
Right.
And it set me up poorly for for a decade and a half of disappointment to follow.
True. Although, like last season, they are off to a blazing start.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
It will not continue.
Vernon Wells will reclaim his title as the most overpaid player in the Major League.
He's got it on lockdown right now, and I don't think he's going to do anything to give it up. Although, the pressure's off now, because the Jays aren't expected to do anything this season. So I think maybe he performs better when there's no pressure.
Yeah. Well, and they are in the toughest division in the league.
I'm tired.
Brutal.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Do you not think it's true?
It is true, but it's no excuse.
No. But
I mean, it's kind of an excuse, but it's one.
But, I mean, if they were in the Central, the Twins win 85 games and they made it last year or something.
It's true.
It's out of whack.
I mean, they got to do some restructuring, but we don't have time to talk about that.
No. Do you play softball or baseball or anything like that?
No, I gave up playing.
Okay.
A few years ago, in fact.
Because you left town or because
of injuries? No, because the dynamic between pitcher and batter evaporated for me when slow pitch became the sport of aged youth.
Yeah. I met a guy, actually a writer for the Vancouver Sun, who plays in an over 45 hardball team.
Really?
Yeah. So he's the commissioner for this other league that I've joined. So,
for this other, are you playing?
I'm not playing hardball. I'm playing softball,
like slow pitch.
One is very slow pitch, like you pitch to yourself, your own team, and then the other
is
orthodox. So no windmill. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So all right, you don't have the guys who can step back to second base and fire a strike at.
No. There's nothing. It's very chill. So, and that's kind of my style. I'm fine with chill at this point.
Duncan McHugh, fine with chill.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a much better hitter when people don't throw really fast and well. I found.
Focusing the ball a little bit better.
I was a strikeout king when I was, 13. But now I can actually, my OPB is pretty high.
That's what it's all about. When I was six, I won a trophy. Wow. Most hits on bass.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
T-ball.
Yeah, me, it's all about OPB.
I
think I was around 800 last season. So
slugging percentage?
I don't know. I didn't keep track of that. We should stop talking. I think we're embarrassing ourselves. I'm embarrassing me talking about my OPB in softball. That's a warning sign right there.
And that's what matters.
Right. okay, this is in Los Angeles. There are a couple bands who I want to play. This is Moses Campbell, and this is their song, And It's Over. Here we go. Is it? Are you going to play? Play. Okay, maybe we won't play that right now.
What is their slugging percentage, Moses?
Right now, zero.
Bad form.
Neither of these are working. Okay, let's listen to some local... Oh, God. Now you're seeing the true college radio experience, where things fail. Let's give a listen to Make Out Videotape. They're playing two shows this weekend, and they're a fave of mine. This is a song called Talk With Me Baby that was... on a compilation that me and Becky and some other people put out last year for the fun drive. So here is Talk With Me Baby, Make Up Videotape.
Yeah. tell you what. Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That was that was Shane Turner Overdrive.
Shane Turner Overdrive,
nice.
Of course.
His album's now available online, I think, for free, and I owe him an email because I said I'd tell him some places to mail it to, or I don't know, something. Anyways,
I have a list.
Okay, that song was called "Age 25 to 29 Hairline." Nice. And before that, we heard. The Dining Dead from L.A. with their song How to Lose in Love. Great stuff, Dining Dead. Okay, we've got time for one last song. Sorry, Tim, we're over time. Okay, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Walkabout featuring Noah Lennox.
Awesome.
Heat Spy. And the sound off the album Logos.
Cool. And that's track 13. Thanks so much for joining me, Grant. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was wonderful. I love CITR.
Awesome. And thanks for stopping by, Becky. All right, here we go. Here is Walkabout. Thanks for listening.